online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent, just ahead of one, here's Lucy Hickmott.
KMFM's been told more and more children in Kent are suffering from hate crime. 131 cases against young people were recorded by police in the county in 2015-16. That had increased to 152 offences the following year. Shirley McGinley is from the NSPCC, who've collected the data. She thinks many more could be suffering in silence from racist name-calling.
It could be because you're black, they think you might act a certain way, or your interest wouldn't be this because of your colour of your skin. And sometimes it's left unchallenged, and it's, you know, we want to encourage young people really to understand it and really to speak up against it.
It's as Childline launched their Understand Me campaign to raise awareness and challenge discrimination.
KMFM News.
A parcel has blown up at a distribution centre in Texas, the fifth explosion this month in the state. Police say the package was bound for Austin and they're searching for a serial bomber. A set of twins have appeared in court and denied setting fire to a leisure centre near Gravesend, causing £2 million worth of damage. A blaze broke out in the gym at Cygnus in Northleigh last March. The pair were also accused of smashing windows at the site. Daniel and Christopher Halusi, who are both 34 and from Townley Road in Bexley Heath, will go on trial later this year. Figures out this morning have revealed almost 500 sex offenders in Britain who are meant to be supervised have gone missing. That includes nine in Kent who'd committed offences like indecent assault and grooming. One of them has been missing since 2005. Rape survivor and campaigner Rosalind Boyce says it's incredibly worrying.
It does cause me a great deal of concern and distress, but also for the other victims as well, who've ever had to suffer at the hands of a sexual offender. I mean, you know, our lives are at risk.
Police investigating the discovery of a cannabis factory in Maidstone have released pictures of three men they want to question. More than 140 plants were found being grown at a property on Bank Street at the end of December. We've tweeted the CCTV images via @KMFM News. It's hoped Kent's first ever medical school will help solve the recruitment crisis within the NHS in the county. Funding for the project has been approved by the government following a joint bid by the Uni of Kent and Canterbury Christchurch University. Faversham MP Helen Whateley has been campaigning for it.
We knew when we set off doing the bid, when there was first the announcement in 2016, it was going to be a long shot for Kent. There's been lots of competition with other universities that wanted to start new medical schools. Others were further ahead on the journey. So I'm really, really delighted that we've been successful.
The main campus will be based in Canterbury, with the first students due to start there in 2020. Now, for the first time, an electric bus is going to be used by passengers in Kent as part of a seven-week trial. It will run on the fast-track A route between Dartford and Bluewater. Kent's only the second part of the country to try out the vehicle, which produces no emissions, is driven by electric motors and takes just 6 minutes to charge. Phil Lightowler is head of public transport at the County Council.
I see these being rolled out over the next 10, 15 years. This is the future for the bus. The diesel for the bus is finished. It really is. This is the way forward. Definitely.
And details of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding cake have been revealed. The couple have asked for a lemon elderflower one and chosen pastry chef Claire Puttack to bake it. Kensington Palace says they want a cake incorporating the bright flavours of spring for their marriage on the 19th of May.
Sport. With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Kent's Millie Knight is back home after winning three medals at the Winter Paralympics. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
The visually impaired skier from Canterbury got two silvers and a bronze with guide Brett Wild in South Korea. She's told KMFM they've welcomed back.
Being away in Korea, you know, you have a lot of people at home telling you, oh, no, you know, there's so much support for you, the atmosphere about the games is amazing, but actually you don't experience it until you walk out today and you actually see it.
Great Britain achieved their medal target of seven. Football, and it's understood all 28 England sides across the men's and women's game are to have at least one black, Asian or ethnic minority coach working with them where possible. The Football Association won't make it mandatory, but aim to increase the experience and visibility of BME coaches. The jobs will be full-time or part-time for those already working at clubs. And in cricket, Ben Stokes appears to be back to fitness ahead of England's first test with New Zealand, which starts on Thursday. The all-rounder played a full part in their net session in Auckland following a stiff back, which stopped him from bowling in last week's warm-up game.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.